With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Nikki Haley suspending her presidential campaign. The decision by the former South Carolina governor and former U.N. ambassador leaves Donald Trump as the last remaining major candidate for the 2024 Republican nomination. Speaking from Daniels Island, South Carolina, Haley acknowledges the former president's success on Super Tuesday.
In all likelihood, Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president. Our country is too precious to let our differences divide us.
Haley did not endorse the former president and called on him to bring people into the conservative cause. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell this morning has endorsed Donald Trump for president. And with his wins on Tuesday, President Biden now inching very close to his party's nomination. Also at SRNNews.com, the UN Atomic Watchdog Chief is going to visit Russia. Correspondent Charles Deledesma has more on this story.
The UN Atomic Watchdogs Agency director has arrived in Russia for talks on nuclear safety in Ukraine, where Europe's largest nuclear power plant is at risk. The International Atomic Energy Agency has repeatedly expressed alarm about the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant amid fears of a potential nuclear catastrophe. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi during his visit. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And after big losses on Tuesday, stocks are bouncing back. The Dow is ahead 235 points. The NASDAQ is adding 125. This is SRN News. Kidnapping charges have been filed against the owners of a Christian boarding school in Missouri.
The husband and wife owners of the boarding school for boys have been jailed without bond and charged with first-degree kidnapping involving a former student. Authorities arrested Larry and Carmen Musgraves of ABM Ministries. The charges follow an investigation by the Wayne County, Missouri sheriff, who was contacted by a former student. There have also been reports of five runaways from the school since early January. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The last surviving sibling of evangelist Reverend Billy Graham has died. Jean Graham Ford passed away last week at age 91. Her nephew, Franklin Graham, has written on Facebook that Jean's Christian faith blossomed early in life and she was devoted to Christ. This is SRN News. Arizona Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema says she's not running for re-election in the fall. Bob Agnew reports.
Sinema is a Democrat, recently turned to independent, and has often aided Republicans as she failed to strictly follow the Democrat Party line. It's that very independence that led to her decision not to run. In a video posted to social media, Sinema says, quote, "I believe in my approach, but it's not what America wants right now." Her departure means Democrats no longer have to worry about a messy three-way race that could have divided the Democrat vote. Bob Agnew reported.
President Biden sweeping every Democratic contest on Super Tuesday, except for American Samoa. He fell short there to a previously unknown candidate named Jason Palmer. Out of 91 ballots cast on the territory's caucus, Palmer won 51, Biden won 40. Only six delegates were at stake in the U.S. territory. More details at SRNNews.com.